the long battle between the entertainment industry and the Grokster file sharing service is over. Yesterday, Grokster gave up. It agreed to pay a $50 million penalty and stopped distributing software that enabled the swapping of copyrighted songs. Here with a report is the co-editor of BoingBoing.net and day-to-day tech contributor Shani Jardin.
Grokster is dead. File sharing is not. 5 months after the nation's high court ruled against it, what used to be the Grokster homepage has been replaced by a few lines of lawyery PR speak. There are legal services for downloading music and movies, reads the message. This service is not one of them. Grokster can no longer distribute its software in current form and must dismantle the system behind it. So is this the end of piracy?
Certainly not. Grokster is really a minor contributor to the problem even today.
Eric Garland of online research firm Big Champagne explains the settlement won't stop anyone who already has a copy of the Grokster software from using it to download copyrighted music or movies. And even at full strength, Grokster wasn't the biggest problem.
Today's news is really about the ongoing story, the attempt to convert all of this enthusiasm for music online into a paid marketplace. Well, the audience for free MP3 swapping dwarfs legal alternatives. The online music marketplace is overwhelmingly pirate.
According to Big Champagne, more than 9 million users accessed peer-to-peer networks like Kazaa, BitTorrent, and eDonkey in October. The entertainment industry considers them promoters of piracy, but they're still online. And there are other ways to trade copied music, too, including instant messaging and email. But Recording Industry Association of America spokesperson Jonathan Lamy says the death of Grokster is significant.
It probably signals a landscape that is significantly changing. And by that, I mean, right now you have maybe a half dozen other advertising-based peer-to-peer networks, many of which have expressed to us a willingness to become legitimate.
And there is hope that services will find opportunity in Grokster's demise. National Music Publishers Association Chairman David Israelite believes the settlement will help fee-based services like Apple's iTunes to flourish.
The legal online market is still in its infancy stages. It's a growing market. It represents about 5% of the music market today, but expectations are that it's going to grow exponentially. The illegal market is really still significant, but it's something that we're hoping to chip away at piece by piece.
The lawsuit that killed Grokster was considered one of the biggest copyright cases in 20 years. But Princeton University computer science professor Ed Felton argues the Supreme Court should have more clearly defined the boundary between legal and illegal technologies in its Grokster ruling.
Technologists who are designing new systems are somewhat in the dark about where the legal line is. They're holding back because they fear a lawsuit from the recording industry or the movie industry, a lawsuit which they might lose, and even if they do win, it would be very expensive to fight.
In other words, technology that hasn't even been invented yet could end up being the target of new lawsuits. And for Grokster the company, what's next? There are plans for a fee-based version of that service. A statement from Grokster's West Indies headquarters reads in part, "It is time for a new beginning. While today marks the end of the Grokster of old, we hope to have a new, next-generation Grokster, a lawful service that respects copyright, available soon." For NPR News in Los Angeles, I'm Shani Jardin.